is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Friday. I hope you're all set for the weekend. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. And thank you for hanging out with us on this Friday, March 14th. The year is 2025. Of course, next hour, we'll share a few things that took place this day in sports history. But we've already had a busy show. Cooper Kupp is on his way to the Seattle Seahawks. Sam Darnold was introduced as the newest quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Bradley Beal of the Phoenix Suns says, yeah, I'll entertain a trade in the summertime. Well, that hasn't done the Phoenix Suns any bit of good. Myles Garrett is lying through his teeth. He lied earlier today. He said that sticking around with the Cleveland Browns is not about the money. Thank you so much to Jim Root for joining us from The Athletic. He gave us a preview of what we should look out for as the NCAA tournament is less than a week away. And we're in the midst of conference tournament action, of which we will not see Cooper Flagg. He's sitting on the bench right now. He sprained that ankle. What a day. And we talked about Michael Parsons just beefing with DeMarcus Lawrence. And Dante Fowler decided to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. That might be an underrated move. It's actually a good move. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. How about this? It's kind of crazy to think about this. Seattle Seahawks also signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You might have missed that one. You might have missed that one. The Seattle Seahawks making moves to go nowhere. It's just the reality of it. Making moves to go nowhere. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online on X and Instagram and Facebook, all of that stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. Right before we went to break, we talked about owners in sports, specifically the bad ones, that think if I just take money and I throw it at my problems or throw it at players, that everything is just, things are going to be great. Things are going to be awesome. The world doesn't work that way, okay? Matt Ishbia didn't work out for him that way. Jerry Jones thinks he's running the show. Dallas Cowboys stink. Just sometimes you have to know when to get out of the way. And right now, there is an ownership group who has to make a decision themselves. Otherwise, they might be they might be cooked. I'm talking about the Wilfs. Who the hell are the Wilfs? Ziggy Wilf, the man who owns the Minnesota Vikings. He owns the Minnesota Vikings, and like a lot of rich people, he doesn't live in Minnesota. This guy, he's from New Jersey. Hickey, a guy from New Jersey owns the Vikings. How much time do you think he's spending in Minneapolis?
Outside of the 3 hours on game day, probably an hour to get there, hour home, probably 5 or 6 hours a week.
Oh, you think he's staying in New Jersey too?
No.
Unless it's like a giant mansion or something, right?
Even still, it's Jersey. Sure, somewhere warm.
Whoa.
California, maybe. I don't know. Florida, taxes. You know, when you're rich like that, probably always got to think about taxes. Maybe Bahamas. I don't know.
Okay. Not Minneapolis in December.
I would definitely say no.
Jet in and jet out.
Okay. That's why you're rich, right? So you can do them.
Hey, $100,000 each way? Sure, why not?
Chump change. It's a steal.
Yeah. Good for him. Well, he has a decision to make. Because over the past several days, there have been so many conversations about Aaron Rodgers, where he's going to go. We got Russell Wilson meeting with the Cleveland Browns. He's sitting around hanging out with the New York Giants today. Aaron Rodgers, we don't hear anything. Pat McAfee is sitting around on his show, and Pat McAfee's just like, oh, yeah, I text Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not getting anything. I'm not hearing anything back. And maybe there's a reason. Maybe behind Maybe there are more than three doors here. Door number one for Aaron Rodgers would be going to the Steelers, right? Door number two would be the New York Giants. Door number three would be retirement. And then maybe there's a fourth door, the Minnesota Vikings. Would Aaron Rodgers really consider playing for the Minnesota Vikings? I think the answer is yes, the more that I think about it. I believe that he can dismiss the idea and the thought of following in the footsteps of Brett Favre, and I think he can make a decision that would be able and allow him to kick the Packers in the ass on the way out. I think Aaron Rodgers is that type of vindictive. I think he's that type of guy to say, I want to hit you with the get back. And apparently this is why Aaron Rodgers has not publicly made his decision or made up his mind. Diana Rossini was on 93.7 The Fan earlier today, and she said the most likely landing spot for Aaron Rodgers happens to be in the Twin Cities.
The Vikings haven't come to a decision themselves as an organization if that's the path they want to go down, knowing that they've got a lot of hoops to jump through here in order for this to go well.
What direction do you think they're leaning in?
I think they're leaning towards doing it at this point. I just know that there are some people there that may not be fully on board, and it's just really to come down to the power of those people. All right. At the end of the day in Minnesota, it's all about Kevin O'Connell. Whatever Kevin O'Connell wants is what's going to probably happen.
Oh, boy. Hickey, I'm torn. I am. Now, I feel bad. Well, I will feel bad for the Steelers if they don't get him. The Steelers have DK Metcalf. They now have Pickens. Wouldn't Minnesota be better for him now? Right? Wouldn't Minnesota be a better situation?
No doubt about it. Easily.
He'd be inside. He's playing with one of the wide receiver one or two in the entire NFL between Jefferson and Chase. You got Addison on the other side, not bad. You got a tight end in Hockenson. You have Aaron Jones, who he's familiar playing with from back in Green Bay. Like, Hickey, he should go to Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers.
Great head coach.
Say again?
A great head coach.
Kevin O'Connor, a quarterback as a head coach.
Yeah. An offensive line that got better. A defense that turned the ball over and got after the quarterback with Brian Flores. Like, on paper, if you're Aaron Rodgers, is it even a discussion?
How would you rank it? It's Minnesota. Minnesota, Pittsburgh, the New York Giants, retirement, and then the Browns, right?
That's actually fair, yeah.
Right.
It's like, would you put retirement above the Giants, too? That's a bad situation.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Retirement would be three, and then the Browns and the Giants. The Giants and then the Browns would be in that order, yeah.
With a few spaces, like Vikings, few spaces, Steelers, few more spaces. Yeah.
Nah, think about it. If we were doing a top six, It'd be six Browns, five Giants, retirement at four.
And I don't space know. At three, because, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
There's a gap between them and everyone else.
Yeah, and then two and one. Yeah, sure. I'm with you. Like, I never thought that I'd agree with Brett Favre, that alleged crook who likes to sue everybody, alleged. But Brett Favre, I mean, he said this a couple of days ago on the Will Cain show. Brett Favre was just like, be me. Follow my footsteps, because I'm Brett Favre. I'm smarter. I'm better than everybody. But follow my lead. Go to Minnesota.
By all means, sign with them. They got a really good football team. They're loaded at pretty much every position. They made it to the playoffs last year. They got a tremendous fan base, much like the Packers. If you get the opportunity, that's a good place to win.
Yeah, man. That might be, and it's not, I don't want to call it a stain. That might be the only mark on if Aaron Rodgers were to go to Minnesota. He's following the Brett Favre arc. And that, I know that has to bother him a little bit. Even if he said it doesn't. The fact, when it's all said and done, that Aaron Rodgers would start in Green Bay behind Brett Favre, that he would go to the New York Jets and then end his career in Minnesota. I thought it was enough that the Green Bay Packers just went from Brett Favre Hall of Famer to Aaron Rodgers Hall of Famer, picked up Jordan Love. I don't know if we can even put this guy in a thought of the Hall of Fame. The answer is no. But to think that they've gone back to back to back on franchise QBs is quite impressive. It's ridiculously impressive. I think that might be the only thing slowing things down. A, is Minnesota going to offer him the opportunity to be their quarterback? And then if you're Aaron Rodgers, maybe you throw all of that out the window and say, I got to do what's best for me. And ironically, it's Minnesota. Now, here's another thing to consider. Diana Rossini actually said the Minnesota Vikings may not trust J.J. McCarthy physically to go out there and play. And sure, he's never thrown a pass in the NFL. This guy got hurt in training camp last year. Nobody knows what he's going to do at the league level. Diana Rossini says it may not even be about that. It may be about his body. This is what she told the Scoop City podcast.
Where is he in this rehab? Yeah. Kevin O'Connell told me on the red carpet at the night of the honors at the Super Bowl that he was ahead of schedule and he's doing well. Then at the combine, I got the sense that maybe it wasn't that optimistic. So we just got to see where he lands. And like you said, they know where he's at medically.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Look, they can't just go. They just can't go to town. They just can't go into the season with J.J. McCarthy. Not for a team that just won 14 games and watch Sam Darnold walk out of the building. You got to get a quarterback. And there's slim and few and in between. Like, think about this. Russell Wilson ain't me with the Minnesota Vikings. What they want that guy for? They don't. This is going to get interesting real soon. I think Aaron Rodgers, unless he wants to stay away from the stink of Brett Favre, I think Aaron Rodgers would go to the Vikings. I'm set. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Or maybe Aaron Rodgers will shock everybody and retire. I don't think that'll be the case. I think he is too into himself to go out as a loser on the New York Jets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, it is Friday. We haven't done this in a while. Aaron Rodgers from time to time can be quite a joke. Do you think we should do the Friday funny today? What do you think?
Oh, of course, yeah. This is the first Friday we are both here in, like, what, a month?
Damn.
Something like that. So
damn.
Long overdue. I'm very excited.
The Friday funny. And so for anybody who is not familiar with the Friday funny, we get crazy callers on Friday. I know why. People have left work. They're getting the weekend started. They might be having a few drinks. They're relaxed. They're chilling. They're doing too much. People on Friday say some crazy things. So we decided to try to organize this in the best way possible. If you got a joke, if you have something to entertain North America, I don't know, maybe you're a comedian. Maybe you're a local clown. I don't know who and what you are. But if you have something that will entertain North America, you can call us. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And some of these jokes are rather, let's just say, call them interesting. Phone lines open if you want to give us a holler, if you want to be a part of the Friday funny. And we talked about a lot of funny things. Aaron Rodgers can be funny. Russell Wilson is a funny fraud. Like, I can go on and on and on. Phone lines are open. 855-212-4227. You got a joke? You want to entertain America? You want to entertain us, me and Hickey? Knock yourself out. It's a Friday. It's time for a little bit of fun. We're going to take a break besides the phone lines. I don't know if this is fun. We got a golfer out here, Rory McIlroy. He was beefing with a heckler. Now, is that funny or is that a shame? We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Phone lines are open. We got so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Aaron Rodgers, it appears that the Minnesota Vikings are considering bringing him into the fold. That Kevin O'Connell is the guy who will ultimately make the decision. That Aaron Rodgers has more choices than just the New York Giants and the Steelers. He can throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. I would like to throw the ball to that guy. I can get a couple of touchdowns here or there. Well, why couldn't Aaron Rodgers do the same? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's also Friday. We're going to have the Friday funny. If you got a joke, I don't know, maybe the joke is Aaron Rodgers, but if you got something that can be lighthearted, I don't know, maybe somebody is already having some fun ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. You got something funny? You a comedian? You got a joke? Make everybody laugh and chuckle? Call us up, 855-212-4227. Let's start off with Scott from California. Hey, Scott, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, I really love your show. I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and I don't want to say you're growing, but you're really one of the better hosts that I listen to. About a year and a half ago, by the way, I'm an ardent Viking fan. I called your show, and I was talking, we were talking about Rodgers, and I called him Arrogant Rodgers instead of Aaron Rodgers. Right. And you kind of, not made fun of me, but, you kind of beat me down a little bit, saying, call the man by his name. But the thing is, when the Vikings absorbed Brett Favre years ago, this was a guy that used to torment the Vikings year after year and just killed us all the time. And it was very hard to accept number four to the Vikings. But I did not dislike Brett Favre as a quarterback. I disliked what he did to my team. As far as Rodgers, I dislike Mr. Rodgers as well as I like what he did to our team. And I do think that a lot of Viking fans are going to have a harder time accepting Rodgers at U.S. Bank Stadium than maybe what they're thinking, because he's not well-liked, and I still think he's arrogant.
You think the fan? I can't imagine that you called him Arrogant Rodgers and I beat you down. I doubt that.
You didn't beat me down. You just corrected me.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't particularly care for that guy either. I mean, so yeah. I don't know about that. But you're telling me Viking fans would not like this guy for a year?
Think about it. You're adopting, you've done it two quarterbacks now from your hardest rival in your own division, and you're going to accept this guy into your team. And with all he's done in the Kiawassa and the Danica Patrick and all the Pat McAfee and all the stuff he does, I just don't care for him. He's arrogant, it's going to be the skull chant won't be as loud. If they do it.
All right. We'll see. Well, Scott, thank you for calling from Cali. Don't wait next time so long to call, okay?
All right, JR. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Scott, for calling from California. Aaron Rodgers, 0-0 for one here. Nobody likes Aaron Rodgers. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Bishop is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Bishop, what's up?
How you doing, JR?
I'm terrific. What's going on with you?
Well, I got a question, and maybe you can go in depth. But during the time Aaron Rodgers was winning those four MVPs, the Lions, the Bears, and the Vikings, they didn't have nothing. And he always talking about, in some of those games, I own you. And he's overrated. He's arrogant, and he's overrated. And if he wouldn't have been in that division, he would have never got those MVPs. And then when he do get in playoffs, what he do? He might as well be another Sam Donald. On that one for me. Let's see what your response is at.
Well, thank you, Bishop, for calling from Alabama. I cannot say that. I can't. I don't care who his competition was. And I get it. The Lions stunk and the Bears stunk. They were trying to go out there and figure things out. The Minnesota Vikings, all things considered, up and down, depending on where things were. You are not as accurate and efficient of a passer as Aaron Rodgers was anywhere. I don't care what division. I don't care what conference. I do not care. He is one of the best decision makers. He's one of the best quarterbacks that the league has ever seen. Now, if you want to talk about what he does in the playoffs and what has taken place and he only has one Super Bowl, reasonable. The guy is a quarterback, and I'm talking about the totality of his career. I'm not looking at Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets. I'm looking at the totality of his career. The guy is a quarterback. He is just, he's a savant. He's an artist. Like, watching this dude scramble, he did not make mistakes. You know, we can look this up historically. When it comes to his touchdown-interception ratio, it's probably the best that the NFL has seen. You talk about rating, he's probably up there at the top. You don't do that just because you played against the Detroit Lions. I'm sorry. The guy is a quarterback freak. The only problem with Aaron Rodgers right now is he's old, which we know, we're very familiar, and he's a pain in the ass. Outside of that, you can't erase what he's done throughout the course of his career. There are quarterbacks who would, they wish they had his career. 99.9% of NFL quarterbacks. I mean, every quarterback who's ever been drafted, got a paycheck from an NFL team, 99.9% of them wish they had his career. And we can count the other guys, I don't know, on two hands. Come on now, this guy's amazing. Whether you like him or you don't, he's a pain in the ass, that I know. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I think it is time for the Friday Funny. I think it is.
We've made it. The end of the work week is here. Let's head into the weekend on a good note with a Friday Funny. Only on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I am afraid on what the heck this is going to sound like. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up. Man, I'm coming into work today. They got a whole St. Patrick's Day party downstairs. People are drinking everything. And do yourself a favor, people. Don't drink and drive. Not just this weekend, just anytime. Drink responsibly. Do that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Riga. Calling from Canada. Hey, Riga, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Oh, thanks. Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear. Riga, what's on your mind?
Oh, how are you, little buddy? Thanks for answering the phone. Hey, I know I said a little joke there. Well, it's not a joke. It's a true story. We were driving down the country road, you know, and then we're driving. And we see a guy in the front of the guy's house. He was having sex with one of the sheep. We said, oh, we're going to tell the owner, you know. So we parked and we went up to the door and knocked on the door. Kid came to the door. I said, hey, buddy, you know there's somebody up there having sex with a sheep. It was all I know. That's just my dad.
Okay, my dad? My dad? Like dad?
My dad!
Okay. Thank you, Riga. What part of Canada are you?
Yeah. Niagara Falls.
You're Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls? You're too close to America to come with terrible jokes like that, Riga. Come on.
No, it's not a joke, though. It's a true story. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, remind me never to go up to Niagara Falls, okay? Thank you, Riga.
All right, you're welcome, buddy.
All right, thank you. Hickey, do we got, can we hit a boo? Any boo? Which, can we hit one of them? Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, you suck.
Yeah, that one was appropriate. Yeah, remind me never to go to Niagara Falls. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Blake is calling from New Jersey. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Blake?
Yeah, guys. Hey, you got a Jets fan wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey with green fingernails. He walks into a bar and he orders a drink. The bartender pours it. He slides it down the bar and he looks at the guy and he says, hey, where'd you get that stupid looking thing anyway? And the bird says, hey, there's thousands of them.
It's what? What?
A Jets fan.
No, don't start. No. Don't start. Right. Don't start from the beginning. Just hit me with the punchline at the end.
The bartender says, "Hey, where'd you get that stupid thing anyway?" And the helmet on the Jets fan head says, "Jersey. There's thousands of them."
Oh, Jersey. Oh, I see. That's the part I didn't hear. You didn't say it loud enough, Blake. That's okay.
Jersey.
Yeah, I get it. I understand now. It's a New Jersey joke, huh?
It's a New Jersey joke. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody.
It's an Aaron Rodgers joke.
Yeah.
It's
nobody likes joke. New Jersey. All right. Well. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. Okay. Hickey, you didn't like that one. That wasn't funny.
I mean, I made him tell me the joke before just to make sure it's not dirty. He botched the delivery of the joke. He never mentioned the parrot the first time.
Yeah,
he told me the parrot. Then when he's telling on the air, he's talking how they have green fingernails and Aaron Rodgers jersey on. So when you talk about what's on his head, no one had any reference of what he was talking about.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I'm a little slow. I can be. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
He nailed the practice. Then it came to the game, and unfortunately, Blake dropped the ball.
Yeah, he did. He fumbled. He did a Mark Sanchez? Okay. I was going to stick with the Vikings. I was going to say he did a Sam Darnold, but yeah, he butt fumbled the ball. Makes sense.
Well, Sam Darnold did that with the Jets too, so, fitting.
Touche. New York Jets quarterbacks, all bums. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Christopher is calling from Alabama. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Christopher?
What's up, JR? So today's Funny Friday, right?
Yeah, sure.
So what I think is funny is all these fans calling to talk, I don't know if I can cuss, but talk crap about one of the top five greatest quarterbacks to ever live, Aaron Rodgers. We had this guy call in and say, I don't know if the Vikings fan will start screaming the chant, whatever they do. You know the Vikings.
Skull.
So.
Yeah.
So where I'm confused is he's like, oh, all the fans, we don't know if we're going to chant. They hate Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings would be blessed to have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers right now. I just need this radio show to put a little respect on Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live.
Yeah, well, did you hear me not defend him like a guy called?
I did, JR, and I appreciate you for that. But I just wanted to call for all the listeners listening right now that disrespect Aaron Rodgers. He is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live. Dominated the Vikings for years on end. Wherever he goes now, he'll be great. Trust me.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you, JR. Have a good one.
All right, you too. He's the head leader of the Aaron Rodgers committee. I don't know. Could you imagine? Do people still have fan clubs?
Great question.
Right?
I feel like that was like a Facebook thing for a while.
Oh, my God. We've migrated over to Facebook. Like, no longer real fan clubs.
I don't think so, yeah.
Get stuff in the mail. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers fan club. You're right. It's probably going to take me right to Facebook. Aaron Rodgers fan club. What do we do? Here we go. Let's see. I haven't heard the word fan club, the phrase, in forever.
Right?
Yep. Aaron Rodgers fan club on Facebook. 80 followers.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Not a lot of fans of A-Rod out there.
How do I join? Oh, I'm not signed into Facebook. I can't. Okay. Well, that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Love to see what's in there. Those 80 folks.
I don't know. Well, you type in Aaron Rodgers fan club, and it suggests Tom Brady as well. So there you have it. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is thrilled about that. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Those two jokes, well, Hickey, did they both suck or just that last one?
They both are not very good. We're 0-for-2 so far.
Yeah, those jokes suck. If you got a better joke, call us up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. One of our callers basically said that Aaron Rodgers would not be greeted warmly if he were to be a member of the Minnesota Vikings. That's a football game, right? You expect people yelling and screaming and cursing and talking crap. You expect that. There's a golfer who, well, he didn't have the nicest of greetings. And one of the most, I don't want gentlemanly sports that are here. Rory McIlroy had an issue with a heckler. The phone lines are still open. If you want to give us a holler, you got a better joke than the last two we heard. I got to tell you about Rory McIlroy. We'll talk about Luka Doncic, who unfortunately is hurt right now for the Los Angeles Lakers. You heard me correctly. And then, of course, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's so much more to do here on the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's Friday. We got people called up with some terrible jokes. Maybe we'll get some fun ones soon. We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, he is awaiting word that maybe the Minnesota Vikings offer him a contract. We talked about Cooper Kupp. We talked about Cooper Flagg. We talked about college basketball. So Michael Parsons beefing with DeMarcus Lawrence. Devin Booker. I mean, he might be the last Phoenix Sun standing. Bradley Beal said he would be open to a trade in the summertime. We heard from Sam Darnold, introduced today as the new quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. And then, you know, I don't know if this is funny. By the way, the phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I don't know if this is funny. Rory McIlroy, who unfortunately, one of the top golfers in the world, can never win the big one. Last won a major, I can't believe it. It's now more than a decade, 2014. It's the last time he won a major. He is heckled about this all the damn time. Well, the Players' Championship is going on right now. And apparently he was heckled by a college golfer, a guy named Luke Potter, who's a junior golfer for the Texas Longhorns. And so Rory McIlroy hit a ball into the water. And Luke Potter decided to kind of heckle him and remind him about choking back in 2011. And Rory McIlroy walked over to the guy and asked for his phone. He then took his phone out of his hand. I don't know why this young man willingly just gave. I don't care if it's a stranger or what. He just gave him his phone. And Rory McIlroy took it. Like, imagine, I don't know. Imagine being at any sporting event and you heckle an athlete and they just walk up to you and just take your phone. Clear out of your damn hand. That's what took place here. Rory McIlroy has since apologized, and so has the young man. I don't know. Maybe we can all just get along. It was kind of crazy what took place. Rory McIlroy was asked about it yesterday. He didn't even want to acknowledge it at the time. Listen to this.
Can I ask you about the shenanigans with that kid in 17 in the practice?
No, you can't.
Why?
Because I don't want you to.
The whole thing, I think, was made stranger by the fact that it wasn't a civilian, that it was a player. I mean, is it surprising? Did you know that? And did you learn that later? And did it surprise you when you learned it?
I'm really happy that I shot 67 today.
Damn, he just ignored the living hell out of it. Damn. The young man said he's sorry. He said he made a mistake. Rory McIlroy is just, Hickey, what's his problem? I thought he was a nice guy.
I thought so too. Look, he's dealt with a lot, right? Especially kind of with the whole Liv situation. He was kind of like the spokesman, right, for the PGA. And then obviously the whole stab in the back, whatever. He's gone through a lot. This is soft.
He's taken. They gave him his phone back, by the way. Somebody did.
What are you trying to, like?
I don't know.
What do you think? I mean, I get you want to get back, but...
Can you imagine if LeBron took somebody's phone?
Nah, I mean, that would be... If LeBron took somebody's phone, like, in the first row and, like, gave it to, I don't know, a team officials that take this away, eject them, that would be the lead story, JR, for days.
Days? Weeks?
There would be think pieces. I mean, it would...
Could you... Juan Soto take somebody... He got heckled the other day. He hit a home run.
Exactly. Yeah, he did what great players do. Use it as fuel and shut him up.
Let's see. hockey players can't take anybody behind that glass.
Well, ask Mike Milbury about that.
Oh, did he take a phone or he sprayed the water?
Climbed up over the glass. This is like in the 70s or whatever. Things were maybe a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, this glass is not a zoo. I'm coming over.
Oh, my God. What other sport are we missing? Basketball, football, NFL? I don't know.
Oh, I mean.
Because what are you going to do? An NFL player comes over to the sidelines and snatches your phone. What you going to do, fight him? You'd be asking for a death wish.
Square up. Yeah, okay, we'll square up. Aaron Donald takes your phone. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, take it. You want another one?
You want my girl, too? I mean, whatever you want, Aaron.
My God. One of my favorite clips. I don't know how famous it is. I forgot his name. He's probably not even in the league anymore. Clemens from the Jets. You know that clip?
He was Kellen on the Clemens?
Yeah. No, not the quarterback. He was a defensive end. He was a tackle.
Oh, Michael Clemens.
Yeah, Michael Clemens. He was standing near the bench one day, and he went viral. He was pointing at, like, I don't know, 20 different fans. And he pointed at every single fan, and he kind of was looking around like he was looking for someone in particular, and he would point at a fan and go, screw you. And then he would look around some more, and he'd point at another fan and go, screw you too. And he did this. He pointed at like a million fans and told them all, F you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I think it was against the Browns, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man. It was hilarious.
It was very funny.
It was low class, but it was funny.
That's the closest we'll get probably in terms of interaction.
What
we just saw with Rory.
An NFL player snatching a phone away from a fan?
Yeah, I mean, like the NFL equivalent is exactly what we just described to Clemens. Standing on the bench, pointing at you, basically screaming, bleep you.
You can only do that in, don't say that, JR. Don't say that. You can only do that in gentlemanly sports, okay? Like, you could take somebody's phone in tennis, Hickey. You could take somebody's phone in golf. You can't do that in baseball, football, or hockey. Only these light, warm sports that are sophisticated. Tennis and golf.
So at Wimbledon, I don't know if you're allowed to breathe there. At the U.S. Open, if you chirp like Novak Djokovic, you're saying it's okay. He's going to climb into the stands. Give me your phone.
I could see Novak Djokovic snatching somebody's phone out of his hands. I could. And what's that other idiot that stopped playing, the one that's always cursing at somebody online? He's from Australia. Forgot his name.
Oh, Kyrgios? Nick Kyrgios? Yeah, yeah.
Yep, I could see him snatching a phone.
I could see him fighting a fan. Forget snatching a phone.
Yeah.
Or snatching and breaking it and right in front of his face. I could see that.
What a world. Yeah, that is soft. I'm surprised he hasn't come out with like a full-on statement yet. Well, we'll see. Rory McIlroy didn't want to talk about it. Okay. Just taking somebody's phone. It was a practice, too. Whatever. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Al is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Al?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a joke, but I just wanted to comment on Aaron Rodgers. He used to be a great quarterback. He's like a what was. And are you ready to bring all that drama to your team for somebody who used to be?
Yeah, I think some people are.
He's not really that great anymore, you know? I mean, he used to be great. He was. But I don't think he is anymore.
Well, I mean, almost on a bad team, almost 30 touchdowns this year to 12 interceptions is not too shabby.
It's not. Okay, so I got a joke for you, and it's probably like a 6 or a 7 out of 10.
Oh, boy.
This old guy goes to a doctor, and everything checks out. He gets a prescription, brings it to the pharmacist, and he hands it to the guy, and he says, well, I need you to fill that, but I need you to cut these pills into fourths for me. So the pharmacist looks at it, looks at him, and he says, well, I can cut these into fourths for you, sir, but if you don't take the whole pill, you won't get a full erection. He says, young man, I'm 85. God. I don't want a full erection. I want to quit peeing on my feet.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Al, for calling from Arkansas. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Al. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, guys.
No problem. The guy just wants to urinate, right? Safely. Good for him. 855-212-4227. Sue Ann is calling from Idaho. Sue Ann, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You said, or the other guy said, one of you earlier on today, that nobody likes Aaron Rodgers anymore. And I just wanted to say, I do.
Oh, great.
I haven't seen him since he left the Packers because my TV went kind of bleh.
Okay.
But I don't know him. I don't have to live with him. I don't have to see him. I live in Idaho, for crying out loud. And so the thing for me is, how does he play? And when he was with the Packers, he was really good.
He was.
And so now I just read the headlines. And as far as his personal stuff, he took a turn hosting Jeopardy when Alex Trebek died.
You did.
I did manage to see that. And he moderated his behavior. He was a gentleman. So he can do it if he wants to.
Oh, well, yeah, we can all do things if we want to do it. I think in a lot of cases and things that he says, he just doesn't care.
That's what I've read. But if the management of whatever team he ends up with wants him to be Jeopardy Aaron Rodgers rather than Jets Aaron Rodgers, he might actually do it. Never know.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Sue Ann, for calling from Idaho. Appreciate you. Either that or he might be drugged out ayahuasca Aaron Rodgers. He's like, there's like three different versions of Aaron Rodgers. It's the JR Sportbury Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get some more of your calls as we head into the final hour. It's the JR Sportbury Show on Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.